leaders will hold an emergency summit tomorrow to address how to deal with the trafficking of migrants. Last week, only 28 migrants survived and as many as 850 died when a boat sunk between Libya and Italy, the Tunisian captain arrested. Some experts in Europe are talking about bombing empty ships as they return to Libya to stop the flow. But today, Turkey's president said he worries that could mean ships might mistakenly be sunk while carrying migrants. Alexander Betts heads the Refugee Studies Center at Oxford University. He's at the BBC studios in London. And Alexander, there's long been migration, deaths at sea, but it's spiking now. Why?
Yeah, there's been a dramatic increase. The number of people who tragically drowned last weekend in the Mediterranean, 700 to 800, is the most significant single episode of death in the Mediterranean. And it's against the backdrop of 1,500 people drowning in the Mediterranean as a result of trying to travel as migrants this year alone. That's more people than died in the sinking of the Titanic and more people over time are crossing. So in 2013, around 60,000 people tried to cross the Mediterranean as migrants. In 2014, it was around 200,000. More people are crossing and more people are dying. So crossing is not new, but the numbers crossing and the number of deaths are increasing.
And you point to a global displacement crisis as part of this. What do you mean?
Yes, I mean, I think this needs to be situated in its wider context. Around the world, we've got growing numbers of refugees and displaced people. There are more displaced people now around the world than there have been at any time since the Second World War. There are over 50 million people displaced, of whom over 16 million people are refugees. In other words, they're outside their country of origin. And these are people who are fleeing conflict or persecution by their own governments. Many of these people are fleeing crises that we know about, like the Syrian conflict. They're fleeing contexts like Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan, and they're in desperate circumstances. But what's different now and what puts us at a real crossroads is that the host countries neighbouring these countries are increasingly unable or unwilling to protect and assist these people. Let's take the example of Syria, which is arguably the most significant refugee crisis of our time. The majority of Syrians are in Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon. And last year, both Jordan and Lebanon announced they were closing their borders. So there's a clear move towards suggesting they're unwilling. But of course, that needs to be seen in context. Lebanon has a population of just over 4 million, and yet it now has more than a million refugees. So virtually overnight, 25% of its population are refugees. Over half the school-aged population are Syrian refugees. And Lebanon is the size of Maryland. It's a tiny country, and it hosts so many people. So in that context, it's understandable that Lebanon can't cope with hosting so many people. Yeah. And when it closes its border, when Jordan closes its border, these desperate people have to go somewhere. They can't stay in Syria. So more and more of them are crossing the Mediterranean and embarking on perilous journeys under desperate circumstances.
What about the migrants who are crossing from Libya over into Italy? This is the story we've been watching. Libya's long been a magnet for migrant laborers and workers who are working their way across the Mediterranean to Europe. Is this what is still happening? Are these people looking for work? Are these also people escaping conflict?
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, people have moved from the Maghreb states in North Africa across the Mediterranean, and they've moved for a combination of reasons. They've had mixed motives as migrants, and they've been mixed populations. Many have come from West Africa, countries like Mali and Senegal, and some of those people have been seeking economic opportunity. But an increasing and growing number are coming from countries in which they face persecution or conflict and leaving as refugees. So more and more the people who are coming through countries like Libya are from Syria, are from Somalia, are from Eritrea. And in today's news, we finally saw a little bit of the profile of the people who tragically drowned last weekend. And a significant number are from those desperate, fragile countries, Syria, Eritrea, Somalia.
And I just want you to flesh out, we've talked about civil war and unrest in Syria, but can you be more pointed? What exactly are they fleeing? I mean, can you give us some examples?
To take the Syrian example, I was recently in Jordan in the Zaatari refugee camp on the border, and that's a refugee camp where you hear the sound of shelling on the other side of the border. And I met a family, and they described the circumstances that they'd left in the town of Homs. Every building had been razed to the ground, how they'd initially had to flee persecution by the government, and then after that, the threat of terrorism from the Islamic State movement, and they'd had to flee across the border to Jordan. But in Jordan, they're encamped in a tiny, closed camp with few opportunities and very little hope. And their children hadn't been in school while they were in Syria and were not getting access to education in Jordan. It's really tragic when people are in that situation. And you can understand why, out of hope and desperation, many would seek to move on across the Mediterranean.
Alexander Betts, he heads the Refugee Studies Center at Oxford University. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.